Welcome to Seeking the Kingdom, the podcast where truth meets love for the equipping of the saints and the advancement of God's kingdom. I'm your host, Pastor Jesmond. Join us as we delve into scripture, offering insights and practical guidance to help you grow in your faith. Whether you are a seasoned believer or just starting your spiritual journey, Seeking the Kingdom is here to inspire and equip you. Tune in and let's seek the kingdom of God together. I want to ask you a question that I've been thinking a lot about lately. It's simple, but it's huge. Who is your king? So this might sound like a big spiritual question, but it's actually really practical. Because the truth is, we all serve something, even if we don't realize it. We might not use the word king, but something is calling the shots in our lives. For some people, it's money. For others, it's success or the need to be in control. And honestly, sometimes it's just us, our way, our plans, our timeline. You know, picture your heart like a throne room. There's one throne in the center, and every day someone's sitting on it. So my question is, who's on your throne right now? You know, in the Old Testament, God's people, the Israelites, asked for a king. They said, we want to be like the other nations. And in 1 Samuel 8, God tells the prophet Samuel, they haven't rejected you, they've rejected me as their king. That line gets me every time. That is so heartbreaking. They didn't want to trust God. They wanted something visible, something predictable, easy to manage. Probably that sounds familiar to you, isn't it? But here's the good news. God didn't give up on them. He already had a plan. And that plan was that he would send the king they and we all really need. And his name is Jesus Christ. So why is Jesus king? And I don't mean just that he's powerful or important. I mean he's the rightful, eternal, perfect king of everything. That's what I mean, including your life and mine. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, that all things were created through him and for him. So he's not just part of the story. He wrote the story. And then he stepped into it. Jesus didn't grab for power. He humbled himself. He lived a practical life. He died in our place. And then he rose from the grave. And after all that, God the Father exalted him and gave him the highest name. Philippians chapter 2 verses 10 and 11 proves that. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And in Revelation 19 verse 16, we see this title written on him. And that title is this, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, there's something very interesting that C.S. Lewis said. He said, you must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. So guys, bottom line, Jesus is in one option among many. He is the king. He is the king. So let's get a little more personal. What kind of king is Jesus? Because some of us hear the word king and think of something or someone distant, cold, or controlling. But Jesus, he was nothing like that. He's the king who weeps with the broken. He's the king who touches the sick. He's the king who welcomes the outcast. He's the king who rides a donkey instead of a war horse. And he's a king who washes feet. Jesus said in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And that's exactly what he did. No other king gives up his crown for a cross. No other king dies for the ones who rebelled against him. But Jesus did. And he does. And that's the kind of king I want to follow. And I hope you do as well. Now you might be wondering, if Jesus is king, where is his kingdom? That's a fair question. Jesus answered that in Luke chapter 17 verse 21 when he said, "The kingdom of God is within you." And in John 18:36, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." So his kingdom isn't about politics or land or borders. It's about his rule in our hearts, in our communities, in everyday moments. Think of it like this. Every time you forgive someone when you could have stayed bitter, every time you choose truth and mercy and love when it's hard, that's the kingdom showing up. It may not look like flashy, but it's powerful and it's something that grows. And it is growing. This is important. Now, when we say Jesus is King, we are not forgetting the Father or the Holy Spirit. This isn't a solo act. It's a divine team. We serve one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is the source of the kingdom. Jesus, the Son, he brings the kingdom to us. And the Holy Spirit makes the kingdom real in our lives, here and now. Paul said this in Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So when you feel conviction or peace or joy, that's not just emotion. That's the Spirit of the King at work in you. Let's get practical. If Jesus is our King, there are certain things that he expects from us, that he wants from us. Now, honestly, he wants everything. Not because he's controlling, but because he loves you completely. And he knows that real life is found in surrender. He wants your heart, not just your habits. He wants your Monday just as much as your Sunday. He wants you to seek his kingdom first, before comfort, before safety, before success or anything like that. Matthew 6 verses 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." He's not asking for perfection, although that is also important. But ultimately and mainly or primarily, he is asking for your yes. For your surrender, for your loyalty, your allegiance. That is where it all begins. Neil Moody once said, "The world has yet to see what God can do with one person fully surrendered to him." I want to be that person. What about you? Now, what will happen when the king comes back? Because that is an exciting truth. The king is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Not symbolically, not metaphorically, literally. Literally, Jesus is going to return. Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 says, "He is coming with the clouds and every eye will see him." When Jesus returns, he'll come in glory, not as a suffering servant, but as the conquering king. When he returns, he'll bring justice. Everything broken will be made right. He'll also wipe away every tear. There won't be any more pain, no death, or worries, or anything of that sort, as we read in Revelation chapter 21 verse 4. And if you belong to him, if you are saved, you will reign with Jesus forever. C.S. Lewis said something really interesting. He said, When the author walks on the stage, the play is over. Guys, the story ends with a crown, and Jesus is wearing that crown. He is the King, and therefore we can also reign with Him forever. So now the question is, how do we live like Jesus as King? How do we live like Jesus as King? Here are a few simple ways. Number one, you've got to surrender daily. You need to remind yourself every morning, Jesus, you are in charge today. Not me, you are in control. Number two, you've got to obey even when it's hard, because His way is what leads to life, abundant life. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us to obey. Number three, we've got to live with hope, because our King is coming. We always need to make sure that we live with that expectation that any moment Jesus can come, so that we can be excited and be ready at the same time. And finally, in order for all these things to happen, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, because that is where the real kingdom power is. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to take control of your life so that you can fulfill God's plan and purpose in your life, so that you can fulfill God's will in your life. Dallas Willard, he said this. He said, the kingdom is simply where what God wants done gets done. All you need to do is to start there. Just start there. Start with you. Now, let's come to the conclusion. Who is sitting on the throne of your heart today? That is the big question. Who is sitting on the throne of your heart today? Is it Jesus or is it something else? Because there's only one King who died for you, only one who rose again, only one who is coming back. And His name is Jesus. He's good and He's worthy. And He is our King who will soon return. Are you ready for Him? Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today on this episode of Seeking the Kingdom. If this episode encouraged you, share it with someone. Keep asking the question, who is your King? Because the kingdom is near and the King is coming. See you next time. Thank you. God bless you.